Today is Monday, March 18th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello everyone and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Biodiesel Day. It's also National Lacey Oatmeal Cookie Day. National Awkward Moments Day. And National Sloppy Joe Day. Sloppy Joe sounds really good. You know, when you think about a sloppy, when I think about a Sloppy Joe, I think, oh my God, that is going to be so comforting. It's a little bit sweet. It's a little bit tangy. It's a little bit whatever, spicy if you like them spicy. There's some vegetalness from like the bell peppers and the whatever else is in there, onions and stuff like that. And it's going to taste good and feel good going down and all that kind of stuff. It's warm. Normally you have them warm. And then you eat it and they're just so messy. You know, all the meat falls out of the bun. They need to create a special Sloppy Joe bun that has like a lip on the bun so that the Sloppy Joe stuff fits inside, you know, the bun, and then it doesn't fall out. Well, actually we get a kolache. So I've talked about kolaches before, but basically a kolache can be several different things, but it's basically some sort of filling inside of a pastry. And the pastry is a little bit, it's not like a Danish where it's like a flaky pastry, but it's like more of a bread, like a roll or a pigs in a blanket kind of pastry where it's rolly or bready instead of being like crunchy or whatever, flaky, like a pastry. And you can have ones where it's, you know, there's a weenie inside of a wrapped and it's really literally a pig's in a blanket, but they just call it a kolache. I don't really know what the difference is, really, because I feel like a pig's in a blanket is basically a type of kolache. I'm going to ask ChatGPT, is a pig in a blanket a type of kolache? And just see what it says. Pigs in a blanket and kolaches are related but distinct food items, and their categorization depends on regional variations and interpretations. Pigs in a blanket typically refer to sausages or hot dogs wrapped in dough, which can be pastry, biscuit, or croissant dough, and then baked. This dish is popular in the United States and the United Kingdom, often served as an appetizer or snack. Kolaches, on the other hand, originated from Central Europe. Particularly in the Czech Republic, traditional kolaches are pastries made of yeast dough filled with various sweet fillings such as fruit jam or cheese. However, and this is where my interpretation of the kolache comes, in places like Texas, which is the first place that I ever had a kolache, which has a significant Czech immigrant population, the term kolache has evolved to include both their traditional sweet pastries and savory versions that resemble pigs in a blanket. The savory versions are sometimes specifically referred to as a klabasnek or sausage kolaches, where the dough encloses sausages or other types of meat. So yeah, so in Texas, which is the first place that I ever had a kolache, this is, now, we get them now in St. Louis, and we just went to St. Louis this weekend. And they make it, it's like the dough is completely wrapped around. It's like a little round mound of dough that has stuff in the middle. And the reason I said all of this is because the one that we go to, the kolache place that we go to in St. Louis, that's right by my hair place, has a Sloppy Joe kolache. And it's exactly what I was talking about, where the kolache filling is inside of the dough. It's completely encapsulated, so it's not messy. It's perfect. It's perfect because you can eat it while driving. You can eat it because the meat doesn't fall. But where a Sloppy Joe normally on a hamburger bun, you bite down and like the crumbly, you know, ground beef just falls out of the bread, basically. So there you go. I do love a kolache. I'm a big fan. I'm having trouble breathing. I'm sick. You guys can probably tell that I'm sick. And it's not, I thought I was getting better and then the DayQuil wore off and I just took some more DayQuil about 15 minutes ago. So hopefully that will kick in at some point. Probably not while I'm recording this, but hopefully it will eventually kick in. And so, yeah, I was sick Friday night. So let's talk about the weekend a little bit. We did record. So Mark and I have had just busy weekends for the past few weekends. And I think next weekend, maybe it's a little bit less busy, at least for me. He's preparing for this run that he's doing in April. But he's running on the weekends and I have added this exercising to my weekends. So I'm doing 4 hours of Peloton bike every weekend. Although this weekend I'm not because I did it Friday because I knew I was going to be too busy on Saturday to do any Peloton at all. So I did it Friday. And after I finished, I felt like shit. I just felt so bad. Like I did not feel good at all. And Mark said, do not do it on Sunday because you're trying to get well. He's like, you can take a day off. Like, you don't have to, you know. And so I'm like, okay, fine. I'm not going to do it. I feel like I should. I feel a little guilty. I feel like I'm going to lose less weight this week because I've skipped 2 hours of Peloton. But maybe it'll help me to get well faster. I don't know. But anyway, we recorded the mix on Friday night, but I was feeling just horrible. And we had to get up early because we were going to St. Louis early on Saturday morning. Very busy Saturday because we had to drive to St. Louis. I had a haircut. Pokemon Community Day was on that same day. And also, we had a Mateo Lane concert. When it's a comedy show, do you call it a concert? I don't even know, but we had a Mateo Lane thing. Air quotes. And so anyway, you know, we had to do this thing. And so I immediately, when I joined the Zoom with Daniel, I said, hey, we can't do the after show. Because normally, the only time Daniel and I get to talk to each other is when we're doing the show. I mean, we could talk to each other at other times, but we spend so long recording the show that is our friend time. Plus, one of the big things that really meshes us as friends is that we're podcasters, that we love creating content. So that's when we talk. It just is. And so, you know, the after show is when we can just kind of shoot the shit and we're not really thinking about creating content for anyone. We do put the after show out, but, you know... But I'm like, no, I can't do the after show because I'm not feeling well, which was true. And I had to get up super early, which was also true. So we recorded the show and everything went fine. There were no issues, which was good. Everything went great. And I have not edited it yet because I've been out of town, like I said. So, you know, it has not been edited or posted or anything like that. By the time you guys hear this, maybe it will have been edited. I don't know. It depends on how I feel later tonight because I'm recording this on Sunday, which is normally I would edit on Saturday or Sunday or Sunday. but you know, we just got back a couple hours ago from our trip. So anyway, on Saturday, got up. I was in bed by 11:30 because we didn't do the after show. So that was good. And then on Saturday we got up at about 6 o'clock, quickly showered, did all of that stuff, and we were in the car by 6:30, maybe 6:45, I don't remember the exact time, and we drove to St. Louis, which takes about 5 hours. And because we were going to get there in time for the Pokemon community event, which was going to start at 11 a.m., and so we weren't going to get there by 11, but there's a park that has all these sculptures in it in St. Louis, or near St. Louis, near where I get my hair cut, that has a bunch of sculptures in it, and there's a path, it's a walking path, and all, you know, they have picnic tables and all this stuff, and it's good Pokemon playing. So we were gonna go there. We stopped and got a lunch from a fast food place, and then went over to we were gonna eat at the picnic table and then play Pokemon. And so we open up the app we're eating. We've sat down, you know, we've got all our food out on the picnic table and we're starting to eat. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to pull up the Pokemon app because the event has already started. Pull it up and the event has not started. There are no, it's community day is when one particular Pokemon spawns just a bunch of them for 3 hours and they increase the chance of getting a shiny version, which is a rare version of that particular Pokemon. But there were none. There were none, no, none of those special Pokemon showing up. And I'm like, hey, Boyfi, there's no... And he looked and he was like, oh, shit. Community Day doesn't start until 2 o'clock. Well, it was like noon at this point. My haircut was at 1:30. And just the day before, he had said, why don't you look at the calendar for things? You don't... And he had put the time wrong in the calendar. Or they changed the time. That is always possible. I don't know. But the time was not correct in the calendar. I'm like, well, there you go. So we had to kill an hour. And then I got my hair cut. We went to the hotel and checked in. It was the Moonrise Hotel in St. Louis. I don't know if it was a suburb of St. Louis, but or actual St. Louis. I think it was actual St. Louis proper, but I don't really know. I didn't look at the address, so I'm not sure. But it's a cute little area. They have like a walk of fame in that area. There are all these restaurants. There's a theater where the Mateo Lang concert was happening. And the theater was right next to the hotel. So that was perfect planning. Because we literally walked downstairs and then walked 5 feet or something. And we were basically at the concert. All right, well, I'm running out of time, so we'll have to pick it up there tomorrow. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393 or text. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.